USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A first wave of new U.S. troops deployed to Eastern Europe now setting up in Poland and in Germany. President Biden ordered the move in response to the continued threat of a Russian incursion into Ukraine. The troops' arrival coming amid reports Russia now has enough troops, tanks, and other military hardware poised along the Ukraine border to launch a full-scale invasion. Moscow has repeatedly said it has no such plans, blaming the West for stoking international tensions. However, Moscow has made it clear it's looking to prevent Ukraine from being able to join NATO. Hundreds of protesters in the streets of Minneapolis in response to the killing of a 22-year-old man. They were demanding justice for Amir Locke, fatally shot while apparently asleep and holding a firearm during a police raid a few days ago. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Two people fatally shot at an apartment complex in a suburb of Milwaukee yesterday. The man responsible later died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, but not before taking aim at police who responded to the scene, as we hear from the Brown Deer, Wisconsin Police Chief Peter Nimmer.
Our officers were dispatched for a shots fired call. Upon our arrival to the scene, our officers were fired upon from the second floor balcony.
No officers were wounded, but one other person, a civilian bystander, was injured, but not seriously. Snowboarder Julia Marino, bringing home the United States' first medal of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, winning the silver medal in women's slope-style snowboarding. The FAA says there was a big increase in the number of dangerous laser strikes on aircraft last year. The report saying over 9,700 such incidents, a 41% increase over the previous year, were reported. This is USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason: results.
It's really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
More now on the tension involving Russia. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Some Republicans are calling on the Biden administration to impose sanctions on Russia to deter them from invading Ukraine. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan joins Fox News to weigh in, saying threats like Russia and China are making their moves in reaction to the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan.
I warned after the Afghanistan withdrawal fiasco that these authoritarian countries would be testing us, and we're seeing that now in Ukraine, and we're seeing that almost daily in the South China Sea and Taiwan, and I don't think this administration is doing enough to show strength.
Ukrainian officials say they don't think a Russian invasion is imminent. About 130,000 Russian troops surround Ukraine's border. I'm Tim Berg.
And a U.S.-born Chinese figure skater is coming under withering online criticism after she fell on the ice at the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Zhu Yi was born in California but gave up her U.S. citizenship to compete for China. The 19-year-old fell in the figure skating team event and missed a jump, finishing in last place, knocking China from third to fifth place in the standings. Chinese social media lit up with harsh words, with some calling her a disgrace. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.